producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Daily connection to news, weather, traffic, sports, and gossip. This is the Good Day program with my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Kara Schillen, my friend you, my friend Donald Trump, my not-so-friend, well, we've got all these people, the voting results, presidential race, and folks are talking about that on television, on the radio, in the press, the news media. Donald Trump, look at all the bad things about him, including another big night. In Michigan, he got 36% of the vote among Republicans. Ted Cruz, 24%, as did John Kasich. Good. Rubio got 9. I also say good to that. It was pretty even, Stephen, with Michigan voting 50% of the Democrats. Dividing it up pretty evenly, 50% went to Bernie Sanders, 48-some-odd% went to Hillary Clinton. In MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi, Donald Trump got 47% of the Republican vote, 36% to Ted Cruz, 8% to Kasich, 5% to Rubio. Why doesn't Rubio just get out? Let's see, Hillary Clinton in Mississippi got 82% of the vote. Bernie Sanders, 16%. There's a surprise there for some because Bernie Sanders seems to have appeal to black voters, but the Clintons have always done very well. Bill did very well with black voters, and Hillary is doing well with them, at least here, although many people think progressive blacks will vote for Bernie Sanders, as will progressive whites, and then other rank and file vote for Hillary Clinton. Isn't it too bad? Isn't it awful even that we have it broken down like this? That we support a system that so divides us as to look at these things. I'm looking at the results of polling that went on after. You know, exit polling is a big thing with the news media. They want to find out why their polling before the election was so wrong. Because people don't tell them the truth. But there's this thing, well, you're black, why are you voting for Hillary Clinton? Well, why are you voting for Donald Trump is even a better question. All right, let's see, Idaho. Ted Cruz got 45% of the vote there, Donald Trump 28%, Marco Rubio 16%, John Kasich 7%. Idaho is an interesting state. Democrats don't vote there until March 22nd. Let's see here. In Hawaii, not all the precincts have reported in yet, but looks like Donald Trump has a solid win there. 46% of the vote tallied so far. Those of you in Hawaii, what do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jen at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Matter of fact, let's get some comments from people both on the radio and people leaving the polls, and I get some of the social media comments and commendations. Okay, let's start with some of the voters as they were asked questions going in and out of the polls yesterday in some of these states.
Today's primary is very important. It's very important that we get out as Americans and vote
for
the person that we want to be the president of our own choice. It's an individual choice, and it should not be neglected.
I voted for Donald Trump. I think he'd be good for the country, and I think that he'll probably correct a lot of things going on in Washington that I don't agree with. So I cast my vote for Donald Trump. Mostly, I think he would be good for the economy. I think he'd get a lot of people back working, and I don't like his profanity, but I'm hoping he'll correct that, and I think he will, but it's mostly the economy, and it worries me, this $19 trillion debt that we're facing for our kids and grandkids.
I definitely did not vote for Trump. It's a very strange primary, I think, especially on the Republican side. but I vote Democratic anyway, so I knew who I was going to vote for, Hillary. I just think she's a very smart lady. I think she'd do fine. We need a lady president.
I thought it was very important for me to come out and vote today, and it seems like we've had a good turnout here today as well, which is very important. Unfortunately, the Republican candidates are saying things that divide our country, and what we need is our country to come together, and that has to take place first at the helm of leadership. And until our leaders began to speak language that coagulates and bring our people together rather than divide them, we're going to find ourselves needing to come out to vote in order to put somebody in there that represents all of the people in our country.
Really? All the people in our country are represented by the Democrats, from the sound of him. Republicans don't represent anybody, but the Democrats do. Flawed thinking. A lot of the conversation, Jennifer, has been about people bringing us together. I'm reminded of many of the promises that were made 8 years ago and 16 years ago and whatever. People say anything. Look at some of the silly things. And now that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are saying out of desperation. John Kasich is not. And it's more interesting each day to see how Donald Trump is faring and try to imagine what a Trump-Kasich ticket would look like. Have you done any of that with the audience you have for your local program?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have thought that that might be the direction that Trump would go, and I think that it is. But Kasich has been very vocal about not wanting to be anybody's vice president, so you need two to tango. And with Donald getting the amount of votes that he has over Kasich, you would think he'd have to be in that lead position, obviously, if he gets a nomination. So I'm not sure if it's a viable alternative, but yeah, I mean, I think it's one that people would consider to be a successful one.
All right, so here's what Kasich told his supporters after last night's results.
We struggled and worked in obscurity for a very, very long time, always believing that once this calendar started to head north, once I had an opportunity with my team to be able to express our message, and a message is really pretty simple, that we know that the three things that matter most are jobs, jobs, and jobs. And we know the way to get them, the way to get them is common sense regulation, so we do not stomp out the success of small business, lower tax cuts on individuals and businesses, and an ability to finally have some fiscal sense in the United States of America.
That's the message. That's the real conservative message. That's it. And you don't hear that from Kasich. I'm sorry, you don't hear that from Rubio. You don't hear that from Cruz. That's the message. For me, anyway, I don't know. Donald Trump doesn't need any help from me. I think
sure he does. Whatever your candidate is, whether it's Trump or Kasich, they need your help. Kasich, if he doesn't win Ohio, said he will jump out. So, you know, we should know by next Tuesday if his momentum continues, because Kasich actually has a little bit of momentum. In fact, I dare to say he has a little more than Marco Rubio at
this
point.
Much more than Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio's momentum sort of heading down to the basement. Kasich is rising up. I mean, gosh, he did much better than Marco for yesterday's primary.
See you later, alligator. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Something like that.
Joanne writes on Twitter, great job social media getting the word out. Michiganders get out and voted. Congratulations to Bernie. Obviously, the lady lives in Michigan. Thank you, Joanne. Sally writes the
corporate... Yeah, that was Michigan critical. See what I did there for Bernie?
Very good. Nice job, Jennifer.
And it was. He needed to pull off that upset.
Did. Well, he did. Look at what he... he close 50% for him and 48-something% for Ms. Clinton. Sally writes, the corporate media desperately wants a Clinton win. Expect the Michigan win to be downplayed and more Bernie Sanders hit pieces to be published in the coming days in the big media like the New York Times. Yep. L.A. Times. Yep. Boston Globe. Yep. Washington Post. Yep. Alex writes, almost every state Hillary wins, she wins by a large margin, whereas when she wins... wait a minute. How's this... Huh? Almost every state Hillary wins, she wins by a huge margin, whereas when he wins, it's always very close. She'll be the nominee. Mike writes, Cruz is a fringe candidate. He appeals to small pockets of isolated fanatics. He has no chance. I agree with that. Hank said, I'd much rather have the Donald than Ted Cruz. He isn't even a natural-born citizen. I don't understand how they can leave him and let him run. I'm with you, pal, on that. I don't know
about the citizenship, though. I mean, his case would be no different than somebody who was born while their parents were in the military.
We find people who don't have blemishes that are just really good, solid people. Bloomberg is the most solid of all of them in terms of credentials and honorary this and, you know, that. And we just seem to be, maybe it's our own, we've become so diverse that our own diversity is causing us to choke on getting people that are reasonable. I mean, what's reasonable about Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio? They don't have any star power. Neither of them have star power. Kasich doesn't, but he's got credentials. Trump's the only one with... Trump and Hillary Clinton are the stars. They have star power. And they're the best that we can
do. Well, is it star power or is it branding? Because both of them definitely have branding. I mean, I would say that both. Trump has star power for sure.
Yeah, they both have. They both have worked hard on their brand, and they have a successful brand. That's, I think, what people react to in part.
What did you think about Trump going through all of his brands last night? Did you happen to see that?
I didn't. How did that work?
Because, you know, now he's, instead of doing just a speech, he does a speech and sort of a press conference after the primaries.
Right.
And so he offered everybody in the primary Trump steaks, Trump water, Trump wine, Trump vodka, Trump whatever. And he stood in front of the crowd and he said, you know, they're hitting me that my magazine failed. Well, here it is. And he holds up a magazine, he's throwing it out at the crowd. And he goes, I just want to just show you all the businesses that have succeeded. In fact, here are some steaks for you to eat tonight and some wine, which I know you can't take because you're honest people. But if you wanted a bottle, you could take some.
Wait, this is a great ad for his brand, for sure.
Well, that's what people were saying, that it turned into an infomercial.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
And fun. Hey, geez, those adjectives to describe Jennifer Horn and the rest of us here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, 23 past the hour. Time for us to focus on some of the events on television yesterday. Late night shows like Conan O'Brien, who had a serious conversation with Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, who left Apple a couple of years ago, I think. Didn't he, Jennifer? Been gone for a while. They discussed privacy and security, the battle going on between Apple and the FBI.
The FBI's battle with Apple. What's your take?
I side with Apple on this one. First of all, I've always been very related, close to human rights. I'm one of the founders of the EFF. But aside from that, once countries can come in and tell manufacturers, you have to make your products insecure. Computer security is so important today.
The government wants a backdoor so that they can say, look, if we really need to, we can get in there and see what was on this phone in case there was any kind of nefarious activity. And you say once
they
go to
the lame case. They picked the lamest case you ever could. The two phones owned by the people that aren't even convicted terrorists didn't have one link to a terrorist organization. Verizon turned over all the phone records, all the SMS messages, so they want to take this other phone that the two didn't destroy, that was a work phone. It's so lame and worthless to expect something's on it.
Right.
And get Apple to expose it. But, boy, I wrote a couple times in my life, I wrote something that could be a virus that could have spread itself on Macintosh computers forever. And each time I threw away every bit of code I'd written, I was so scared inside. You do not want to let something like that out. And if you, once you create it, there's a good chance hackers will get into it. And then what if China says, Apple, you've got to give us a backdoor so we can get into any phone, even your government officials' iPhones, and inspect them anytime. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Security is an important thing now. Look how many people get hurt and millions of people's accounts get exposed every day.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, he annoys me, though. I don't know why, but I just had a visceral reaction to listening to him speak.
Really? I don't know
that
much about him, but what I
found, don't either. I just think he's kind of full of himself. Oh, well, you know, I made a code once, and great, but I had to destroy it.
Well, but you're going to beyond that stuff, hopefully, and pay attention to what you're saying about the issue.
It's early.
From Ellen DeGeneres' daytime program yesterday, she jokes about the series... People versus O.J. Simpson.
Here's what I want.
want to talk about today. The other night, Portia and I were watching TV. They were showing the most dramatic episode I've ever seen of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's called The People versus O.J. Simpson. It's called that because How to Get Away with Murder was already taken. So.
Boy, the Kim Kardashian nude photo and the crashing of the internet yesterday on International Women's Day. There's a conversation and a half. Here's Wendy Williams from her program yesterday talking to a newly divorced mother who wants Wendy's advice because she's been dating a man for 2 years and he wants to meet her children.
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. It's the first guy I've dated since my divorce, and he wants to meet my younger children that are 10 and 11. What do you think? Do you think it's time?
2.5 years? Sure. Do your kids know where you go after midnight? I mean, do they know
They know of him. They know I speak to him.
Right.
They know he's out there.
Do they ever ask to meet him?
No.
Then let it be real cash. Like, real cash. Like
passing by first, and then...
Yeah. Like, no family activities, not now.
Right.
Good
That's
luck. Yeah.
Wasn't that interesting how the reference to newly divorced? So what I got out of listening to that or having that information was she'd been having an affair with this guy or been with him while she was still married. Did you get that out of it, Jennifer? Is that?
I did not. I figured she got divorced, she had young kids, so she started dating and didn't want to introduce kids. But you're right. Maybe that's the case. I wasn't... Maybe not listening hard enough.
Oh, it's hard to listen hard.
Hard.
28 past the hour here on Good Day.
In the news, Frida tampons. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Period, men's phase, menstruation are the everyday words used to describe the vaginal blood flow women of childbearing age have monthly. Here in the U.S., a campaign called Frida tampons wants to make feminine products free and readily available in all restrooms. Here's the thing. In a culture dominated by oversharing celebrities like the Kardashians, it's a wonder to me that a normal bodily function like menstruation is still taboo to discuss. DCOC advice? If you're going, you get over it. Menstruation is a normal bodily function, and we, whether man or woman, should never be ashamed of our bodies and their needs. Tampons are a necessity for women and should be freely available in every restroom in the land. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're taking a walk through what's going on in the world today. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Yes. 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 All right, so where's the
you
jungle?
You are so weird.
I know. Where's Bungle in the Jungle?
In the jungle. Well, that's all right.
Never heard this song.
You never heard this song?
No. Nope.
This is Jethro Tull.
Yeah, probably couldn't name a song from them either.
Really?
I'm more of a Jethro Bodine kind of girl.
All right, so now we have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth behind Sean Penn's Bungle in the Jungle, director Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone is the culprit behind the rendezvous with El Chapo.
Really?
Oliver Stone is going to make a movie starring El Chapo's friend Sean Penn as the drug lord El Chapo. So Sean Penn's going to be
like
in the movie.
Him.
Yes. He claimed, for those of you who may have a foggy memory on this, Sean Penn claimed that he pursued meeting El Chapo for Rolling Stone magazine. However, there is a new film, a documentary, that actually reveals the rendezvous was to discuss a movie deal. Stone, Oliver Stone, paying $6 million to El Chapo for the rights to tell his story.
Okay, I know we have fun with at this guy's expense. We kind of laugh.
El Chapo,
El Chapo
Sean
you know,
Penn,
he escaped
Oliver
from all
Stone.
Of them, really.
Yeah.
But El Chapo escaped from prison. He had the moped. You know, he wears all those fancy shirts. He has the name El Chapo. I mean, I know we've had a little fun at his expense.
Right.
But why in the world Are we glamorizing this guy? Why is Oliver Stone making a movie about his life? This guy is responsible for the loss of life of thousands and thousands of people. And not just in a nice loss of life way. This guy knocks their heads off. I mean, come on. Why are we doing this?
Because we can. It's a free society, Jennifer. We can decide to do these things and then...
It's free, but we should be free for good sense.
Well, that's your... You're
I'm so boring, I know.
You're climbing a little high up on the ladder there. Sean Penn's accomplices have now been identified as two Argentinian movie producers who work exclusively with Oliver Stone. So Sean Penn used his 7 hours with the drug lord studying El Chapo because he's going to portray him and also trying to negotiate a deal. See, I don't understand what difference it makes. Why would they pay him $6 million to do the story of his life? Newspapers, magazines.
Maybe he owns the trademark of El Chapo and wouldn't be able to do anything.
Right. Yeah, El Chapo. All right, so... That's
do we
the,
remember what that means? That means that
El Chapo?
Yeah, let's look.
You can check that. I don't know what that means, actually. I know what I think it means, but I can't say it on the air. So let us move along to the weather around the country today. It seems with the warm, let's see, right now here at the farm, I have...
Shorty. The Shorty.
El Chapo is El Shorty? Yeah, okay.
The Shorty.
Maybe that... do we look at his hands? Maybe we can have the same conversation that Mario Rubio had to about
Marco.
Donald. Yeah, I like Mario.
Him too.
Yeah. Okay. So we have had a wonderful day. Yesterday, temperature was 54, 55 degrees here on the farm. Today, up to the 70s. Tomorrow, rain and about the same in New England. There's a storm coming across the Midwest today that will affect the weather here tomorrow. The western part of the country is pretty good. You haven't had any rain there for a few days, have you, Jen?
It rained on Monday, just not yesterday.
No, what's today?
Supposed to rain again
Wednesday.
On Friday.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. This time of year, getting to the point where there's almost enough water to have people pay that exorbitant amount of money for water, there needs to be water. I just paid my water bill.
Say that our snowpack is really low. And even though, I mean, Southern California didn't get much of anything with El Nino, but Northern California did, and that's where a lot of our water comes from
up there. All right, what else did El Nino do? It has punched New England ski operators in the gut. Worst snow year on record. The billion-dollar ski industry is suffering, and now today the extent to which the resorts are recovering or collapsing may depend on whether or not this winter was a fluke or global warming, climate change, the end of the ski business. Oof. Ski area revenues have fallen by a third. The season end could translate into a $330 million hit to the resorts and the retail areas that support them. Most of the ski businesses can survive one bad year, but the question is, can they survive two bad years? So let's start worrying now about next year. What do you say, Jennifer? Let's worry.
I'm going to write it in my worry diary.
Right, exactly.
So I remember what to worry about.
21 inches of snow in Binghamton, New York. 22 inches of snow over at Mount Washington. So the New York, New England ski biz has suffered. And, of course, the news media is going to be right there to tell you why you should be worried about next year. It's going to be horrible. Terrible. Don't live for tomorrow. Live for today. How's that? You like that or not?
I like it.
Starbucks food news time now. Good day. Ready for this? Jennifer is the expert on food news, so I throw this at you. You can throw it back to me if you think that I'm off base. Announcement from Starbucks that they have been serving breakfast sandwiches that have Listeria or maybe have
Listeria.
Too bad,
because that's my favorite breakfast sandwich, by the way.
Really? Is it?
That Starbucks sausage and cheese? Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, Listeria, there are three bad bacteria. Listeria is one. El Chapo, where are they?
El Chapo is definitely a bad bacteria, for the record.
How about E. coli?
That's not a good one.
No, that's not a good one either. And Salmonella. You remember him.
He's my uncle, Sal.
Uncle Sal. So E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, you don't want any of those. Listeria is the worst one, and it's the hardest to get rid of. But all of them are impacted by the strength of your immune system. If you have a strong immune system, none of these things are going to bother you. Strong gut, if Jack Stockwell were here, that's what he'd call it. Weak immune systems, young children, older people, the elderly, people don't have good immune systems. So this Listeria man can really go in and mess you up. Progressive Gourmet, which is located near me in Wilmington, Massachusetts, they make the sandwiches for Starbucks for all over the country. So this is sort of a primer in how these restaurants work. The food that you eat today, either in Starbucks or McDonald's or Wendy's or Boston Market, some of the even like Olive Garden, the sort of mid-range restaurants, Red Lobster, all comes out of the same place. It's all prepared in the same kitchens. They put it on trucks and they distribute it through their warehouses all over the country. That's how it works. So you're getting you think you're going to Starbucks. As a matter of fact, I had one of these. When I was walking through the airport the other day, I went to Starbucks and I got a spinach sort of cheese sandwich. What do they call those? It's a wrap. That's not a wrap. It's a what do they
burrito?
Call those? Huh? No, not a burrito.
A wrap?
It's a
quiche?
It's a sandwich that's packaged, and they heated it up, and I ate it, and it was actually quite tasty.
I'm curious to know what they call a sandwich that you heat up. Usually, it's a sandwich.
Yeah, but it has little holes in the top of it. It's wrapped up.
A panini?
No, a panini's not got a hole in it. Anyway,
a donut?
No, it's not.
Don't know what you're talking about.
A spinach donut. You know if I pointed it out to you. I just can't remember what it's called. Somebody will tell us. 888-302-3684. Anyway, the point of the story, there are two points. One of them, Starbucks is getting food the same as all of the cheap restaurants and mid-range restaurants. That's the way it's going now. So breakfast sandwiches that were in Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma especially, they say on them, best used before 7 August 2016. They're making sandwiches, and they're putting so much preservative in them that they can last for 6 to 8 months. So that sandwich that you had yesterday in Starbucks that you thought was fresh could have been made 8 months ago. And that's where the Listeria comes in. Because if you don't keep those things frozen or really chilled, Listeria crawls right in there. Listeria is something very hard. Being a dairy farmer, I will tell you, Listeria is almost impossible to get out of the milk room, get out of the meat containers in the stores.
What do you have to use, a bleacher or something?
Yeah, you have to be something really strong as full bleach. You know how your mother used to cook chicken in bleach? She put bleach in the water when she was boiling the chicken. Did your mother ever do that?
No, I don't know.
Well, that's how the reason they did it is to get rid of the Listeria, because the chicken, if you go into the old-time butcher store, you go to England, for example, where every day people go to the market, buy their food for that day. That's how they do it in England and in much of Europe. Well, if you buy food like that and you went to a local butcher, you bring it home because it wasn't chilled, it wasn't refrigerated, it was just out. So, and in many parts of the world now, it's how they do it in China. Most of the world, actually, doesn't have chilling because they prepare meats every day. So they lay them out, and you take them home, and you put them in bleached water to get rid of the Listeria. That's how you get rid of it. And E. coli and salmonella, same thing. Most of you who are listening, who grew up in eras when the mother would cook stuff, you remember your mother cooking it in boiling water. And then maybe she might fry it or do something. But they cook it in the bleach water, boil it, to get the bacteria out. So that's not what's being done by Starbucks. The recall was made, quote, out of the abundance of caution after this species of bacteria, Listeria, was discovered on a surface at the production facility in Wilmington, Massachusetts. So the food and druggies are in on it now, and Starbucks understands the issue. So now they're going to, these are 6 ounce packages, the 6 ounce sandwiches. If you've bought one of those and consumed it in the restaurant, Okay. Too bad. If you brought it home, put it in the refrigerator, you might want to look at it. I'd just toss it. Or, better yet, bring it back to Starbucks and get another $7
coffee. Get a refund, right?
Or a refund. Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, so did I go into that too deeply, or was that a good explanation?
Well, you know. Is it ever too deep for Listeria? I mean, come on.
No. Well, I just want people to kind of know, get the idea that this is not going to come from a prejudiced point of view. The news media, usually when they report on things like that, don't have the information. 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour here on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Convicted criminals obviously can't keep ill-gotten wealth, but police often seize property from people who are not even charged with a crime, much less convicted. If police merely suspect something was acquired illegally, they can take it under a program called Civil Asset Forfeiture. It has become a regular funding source for police departments. In 2014, American citizens lost more property to police than to burglars. People who want their property returned must prove in court that they obtained it legally. A look through the lens of liberty shows that is a direct violation of the Bill of Rights, which protects us against illegal searches and seizures. Citizens should insist that Congress stop this unconstitutional program.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the solar eclipse took place yesterday. You may not have seen much of it here because it really didn't impact us in terms of our psyche because astrologically speaking, having the combination of a solar eclipse like that and combining it with a new moon, wow, what a weird energy day. Did you have a weird day yesterday, Jen?
It was actually a pretty good day.
Normal?
I was just a little tired. Yeah.
That's what it does.
Stretch.
It sucks the energy out of you. Meredith was saying that to me, too. It sucks the energy out of you. There's a tiredness that happens. I guess I was, too, a little. There are a lot of things going on because Pisces, we're in Pisces. My moon is in Pisces, so it affects me. There are a lot of things, new things that were beginning yesterday, but they were very confusing for me. The people who are on the Pacific Rim saw more of the solar eclipse than anybody else did. As a matter of fact, there were some parts of Asia that were plunged completely into darkness in the middle of the day. If you were in Indonesia, where the solar eclipse had its biggest impact, yesterday and today, it sort of goes in, but it's gone now because it's we're well into the ninth. Started yesterday, Indonesia is the beginning of the next day, so it's actually Thursday over there now. But a lot of tourists went over there. Australia, the eclipse was visible on a path that started in the Indian Ocean and then sliced across Indonesia, including Sumatra and Sulawesi and places that you can't pronounce. You don't even know where they are. We have a hard time finding out. Remember, you don't remember this. I remember when we were in war Vietnam. People don't know where Vietnam is. Pretty much the same as Iraq. Remember, we went into the Iraq.
Sure.
And nobody knew where it was. Where's Iraq?
And I think Iraq was less problematic. Okay, so you then kind of knew about Afghanistan. But then you hear the starts, the rumors about Kazakhstan. Like, you know, all these other countries that come, Pakistan, you have to look at and see where they come into play. Because it is, I mean, I don't think people know that offhand.
No, they don't know that. Wonderful story about a bird that swam 5,000 miles every year to visit a Brazilian man who nursed it back to life after he found it covered in oil and dying on a beach. The story of João Pereira de Souza discovering this dying penguin on a beach, nursed it back to health.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen, good day program. It's the Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I, said again, Doug, who? Jennifer. Jennifer.
That's me.
Jennifer. I left the vowel out of the name. Jennifer. And I'm going to reveal the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. So if you just didn't like Facebook a little, but you don't like Monsanto a lot, now you're not going to like Facebook a lot as well. I'll tell you the connection in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so here we are. Let me just do, I want you to know about this, Jennifer, first. Netflix is holding a contest to find four people to snap behind-the-scenes photos on the sets of TV shows and post them on Instagram.
Okay.
The winners will travel for 2 weeks visiting the sets of various series and films being shot all over the world, Europe, Middle East. Netflix will pick up the tab, plus pay you $2,000 a week. Contest announced on Instagram. You can go to their website and see what's going on. You have to follow Netflix on Instagram, then hashtag three of your best photos with hashtag grammar. What is that? Grandmasters3. You got to do it soon. All right, so anyway. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Meanwhile, I told you about Monsanto. There's a connection between Facebook and Monsanto that's come out. For those of you who don't know, this is why I love the blogging.
Yeah.
And why I'm actually glad that we're digging around more in this field, because there's a lot of information here you don't get from the mainstream media. For example, the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. There is, now that the GMO legislation, the dark, you know, that dark act that's going through the Senate right now, getting a lot of attention on the internet, and the buzz on Facebook is that whenever anything is posted about Monsanto on Facebook, they take it down. So here is an anchor on one of the blog sites named Mark Maxwell talking about anti-Monsanto comments being poofed by Facebook.
In 2013, there was a Facebook event going viral. It was a page for the group March Against Monsanto. They were hosting an event at the company's headquarters in St. Louis, but the event was mysteriously deleted. Then 2 years later, in 2015, there was an article posted by Natural Society that was exposing some falsehoods found in the House of Representatives Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. That was a non-GMO or a GMO Transparency Act. And that article was widely censored on Facebook just days before that vote was scheduled to take place in Washington. And people online reported something strange happening. They were forced, just like you would if you were going to go buy a ticket to a concert or some event, you were forced to sign into these security messages proving you were a real person and not a robot. Other people reported receiving warnings that the page they were visiting was unsafe and they were not allowed to enter the site. Yet even after jumping through many of those hoops, social media users and their posts would simply disappear from their Facebook wall.
All right, let's go to this other cut. Kara, Lori Harfenst is somebody who is a blogger as well. She talked on her blog about Facebook blocking anti-Monsanto content.
Prominent health writer Anthony Gucciardi actually took a screenshot of Facebook blocking him from posting a story from NaturalSociety.com called Congress Could Soon Ban GMO Labeling Under New Bill. Facebook clearly told him that the post was blocked by their security systems, but gave no reason. Now, I'm not going to try to say GMO labeling is good or bad right now. I'm just going to say that Facebook blocking information from one side of the table is obviously bad, especially because Facebook is right now trying to own the news.
All right, what do you think of that? There's so many people getting their news on Facebook,
yeah,
and they are controlling the news.
Millennials, yes.
Yep. All right, the latest on Apple versus the FBI. Here is Kevin Mondia, president of FireEye, which is a cybersecurity company, weighing in on the Apple FBI thing.
This is a very complex issue, and by the way, both sides are well-intentioned. One side looking to represent the privacy of citizens and individuals in an international community, and another side that wants to protect folks. I think we could come to the table, and both sides would agree, we don't want bad things to happen to good people. And I think what we're going to see emerge from this, and this discussion needed to happen, it's going to be an ongoing discussion as technology changes everybody's sense of privacy throughout the future.
Yeah, that's how I think that really what we're talking about. This is going to change. It changes almost every day. So why would you want to have them get at anything you have? I don't want them getting at the FBI. 59 after the hour.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.